You are listening to Tax Lien Investing Tips, the only podcast on the internet specifically about investing in tax lien certificates and tax deeds. Hi, this is Joanne Muse of the Tax Lien Lady. You know, recently I sent an email out to my subscribers asking them some questions to find out what it is that most people want to know about tax lien investing. I got a lot of good questions, and I won't be able to answer all of them in this short audio, but I want to answer the questions that are asked most often and that aren't answered in my free video course. I especially like to answer questions that start out with the words, how do I or how can I? This type of question shows me that someone is really interested and is ready to take action. So let's answer some of these types of questions that are not answered in my video series. By the way, you can sign up for my new video series at www.taxlienlady.com/free videos. So here are some of the frequently asked questions about tax lien investing. Question 1. How can I buy tax liens or tax deeds without going to the auction? That's a big one. I get that a lot. Well, the answer is that in most states, you do have to attend the auction in order to bid or have a representative there to bid on your behalf. But there are two ways that you can purchase tax liens or tax deeds without physically going to the sale. A few states do have online auctions, but not all counties in these states conduct their auctions online. Usually just the larger counties do. Many counties in Florida, California, and Arizona have online tax sales. And I know that some counties in Colorado and in Illinois also have online tax sales. Another way that investors have bought tax liens and tax deeds without going to the sale is to bid on over-the-counter liens or leftover liens. This can usually be done through the mail. Now, not all counties will do this, and not all counties have leftover, so you'll have to check with the county about that. Now, and sometimes what's left over is not so good, so you really have to be careful about doing your due diligence on those leftover properties. Question 2. I don't live in the United States. Can I still invest in tax liens or tax deeds? Well, in most states, yes, you can. There is only a couple states that require that you be a resident of the state in order to bid on properties. But these are not popular tax lien states, and they don't have online sales. Now, all you have to do in order to purchase a tax lien, if you're an alien, is to fill out a form called a W-8 BEN form. Now, in order to complete this form, you need to apply for an individual tax identification number. That's an ITIN number if you're bidding in your own name, or if you're bidding in the name of an entity or a business, you need to apply for an employer identification number, an EIN number. Now, this is only for tax liens. You don't have to do that to purchase a tax deed. Question 3. So how much money do you need to get started with tax lien investing? Well, the beauty of tax lien investing, as opposed to tax deed investing and other types of real estate investing, is that you can start with a very small investment. The very first profitable tax lien that I purchased started with an initial investment of only a couple of $100s on a small sewer lien. Then, later on, I was able to pay the subsequent sewer taxes for the next couple of years. And a couple of years later, I was able to pay the taxes because the owner stopped paying the taxes as well. So when it was time to foreclose, I didn't foreclose on the property. I just let it go because I knew that if I had started foreclosure, I would have forced payment. So I let it go and I was able to pay the taxes for a year. Well, when I finally got paid, I collected 18% per annum on most of the investments that I made into that lien. Next frequently asked question, question number 4. How often do you acquire the property with tax liens? Well, in the state of New Jersey where I invest, very, very seldom do you get to foreclose on the property. If you are interested in owning property, then tax deed investing or redeemable tax deed investing is the way to go. Only about 1% of the tax liens will not redeem. And of those properties, once you start the foreclosure process, about 80% will redeem sometime during the foreclosure process. I've been investing for about 6 or 7 years, and I haven't foreclosed on a property yet. I do have a couple of liens that I could start foreclosure on right now, but I know that when I do, they will redeem, so I just let them go, and that way I can collect more interest when they do redeem. I know some investors who have foreclosed on a couple of properties, but either it's not been recent, we're talking a few years ago when property values were not what they are today, and it was much harder to get a loan, or they have a really huge portfolio with thousands of liens. Okay, frequently asked question number 6. Are there risks involved in this type of investing? What are they? Yes, there are risks involved, and that's what the gurus leave out. They make it sound so easy. They like to use terms like government guaranteed to make people think they can't go wrong with tax lien investing, that the government guarantees that they'll get paid on a tax lien. That's really not true. What they mean by government guaranteed is that there are laws that protect the investor, but you're not guaranteed to get paid. The guarantee is the property. Tax liens are guaranteed by the property that you have a lien on. So if you buy a tax lien on a worthless piece of property, then you made a poor investment, and it is possible that you could lose your money. Yes, there is risk involved, but that risk is minimized by doing your due diligence on the property before you purchase the lien, just like you would due diligence on property before giving someone a loan against it. If you do your due diligence properly, then tax lien investing is a very safe investment because it's secured by something tangible, not just a piece of paper. One of the things that I do in my courses is teach people how to do due diligence for tax sale properties so that they can totally reduce the risk involved with tax lien investing. Next question. Can you invest in tax liens and tax deeds in your IRA? We all want to keep more of those profits for ourselves and not give half of it away to Uncle Sam. The good news is that you can use money in your IRA or Roth IRA to invest in tax lien certificates or tax deeds, but only if it's a true self-directed IRA. With a self-directed IRA, your profits can grow tax-deferred, and with a Roth IRA, your profits can be totally tax-free. In my courses, I have 2 audios from different experts from 2 different self-directed IRA companies that explain how to do this. That's it for these tax lien investing facts. And if you'd like to find out more, just go and sign up for my free video course and free special report on the 7 steps to building your profitable portfolio. And that's at www.taxleanlady.com/free-videos. Well, happy and prosperous investing. This is Joanne Musa, the Tax Lien Lady, and you have been listening to my Tax Lien Investing Tips podcast. I thank you for subscribing. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want to, you can find Tax Lien Investing Tips at iTunes under the podcast directory in the category of investing. You can always just type in the name Tax Lien Investing Tips into the search box at iTunes to find the podcast. And you can always visit me at taxleanlady.com. Happy and prosperous investing.